Yeah, can I just ask how it was? What it was like sharing a cabin with me?
Really good. If I could change just one thing, it would be this. Like I think you pee standing, and I don't think it's so hygienic. That's the only thing.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome to episode 604, Behind the Scenes with the Maldives Mastermind. This is an audio documentary, and I've been very excited about recording the event and bringing it to you because each year when I go, it's such a magical event. And this year, for something a little bit interesting, I took along my handy Zoom recorder and I recorded some snapshots as we went, some comments from the participants, some interviews with the crew, and you'll get a real flavor of what goes on. Now, you'll have to excuse some of the audio quality in this episode because I was out and about. There is sometimes some wind, sometimes some background noise, but I think that adds to the special occasion that was you being there in the moment like a fly on the wall. So come with me as we adventure into the Maldives Mastermind. So I'm sitting here in my office and I've got out the workbooks from the last few events. And what I'm doing is going through the modules and I'm checking to make sure that the activities we do will be suitable for the participants. I've already sent them a survey and asked them what would have to happen for them to have a success at this event. So the first step is, I pre-fill my workbook with exercises that I think will facilitate the change they need to have happen for this to be a phenomenal event. Now, the thing that's really interesting is usually there are people at this event who have been the year before, and that is because it's such a great experience. I know we talk about once-in-a-lifetime experience, but seriously, events like this, you know, I like to have my once-in-a-lifetime experience every single year. That's why I put on this event. And typically, the tickets sell out for a year in advance, and that's a good sign. And people are on waiting list. And often when I send the waiting list an invitation to get a ticket, they order immediately. There's pent-up demand because I think each year when this event is on, the social media stream is full of exotic pictures. And I can say I've never seen clearer water. I've never met a friendlier crew. And the conversations that happen are magic. So hopefully, when we get there, we're going to capture some of that. That's my intention. But for now, I'm going to pull out my trusty packing SOP, which is a document I keep on my notes app. And I'm going to make sure that I've got everything I need to have a good experience. I don't want to be there on an island destination, on a boat, needing something. It's very hard. Even if you run out of something as simple as sun cream, hard to get supply. So I'm going to go check my SOP and I'll tune back in shortly. Okay, so one of my guests has just had a situation come up with 1 week to go and she can't make it. So what I've done is approach a Silver Circle member who is lamenting the fact that this year's event was sold out, and I put them in contact with each other and the ticket has been transferred. So now, having filled out my preparation for the event, I've now got all the people booked and scheduled. We're T-minus 6 days, very excited, starting to think about which surfboards to take as well. As I think of things that I need to bring to the event, I'm just putting them in a backpack. Hopefully, we get it right. It's Saturday, the night before I fly to the Maldives. On the table in front of me, I've got my backpack and I've got all sorts of things out now. I've collected my passport, itinerary, boarding tickets, workbooks for attendees, a little tripod for my Canon camera. I'm not taking the big DSLR. I'm going to take the G7X because I want to be able to zoom, but I want it to be small. I've got the GoPro, I've got fins, wax, leg ropes, and a little travel neck pillow, which makes a huge difference, and various little adapters. All the little things over here on my surfboard rack, I've got the three boards I'm taking.
I put a little bit of spray paint on one of them, and then I re-waxed them with tropical wax, which was much harder, so it'll be just the right stickiness. My next mission is to go down to the garage, get my board bag and some foam. I'm going to put these three boards in, and I'm going to hope that they arrive in one piece. It's not uncommon for the board to arrive there with a bit of a chink or a scrap to the side of it where the airline handlers have crunched it. Will my boards make it? We'll have to find out further on in this podcast. And for now, I've got my three boys here tonight and my mum and dad. So I've got to go out and get some supplies for this final thing. I've recorded a little podcast this morning, so my team has enough content for while I'm away. And I'm now just putting books in my new bookshelf so that I can clear the office. My goal is to pack down the office and have it absolutely empty so that I can leave my office in a clear state of mind. Nothing needs doing, and I can focus on the trip. So I'll give you an update shortly. So it's Sunday morning, and you can probably hear the birds in the background. It's 7:30, and I'm heading off to the airport. Got the surfboards loaded in the hatch, and Jensen and I, my son, we're just about to hop in. We're going to drive to the airport, check in our bags, cruise into the airport lounge, and wait for our flight. We've pretty much got a day of flying. It'll be 8.5 hours to Singapore, where we'll meet lots of the other people coming to the event. And then we fly about 4 hours to Mali in the Maldives. And when we come out of the airport gate, they should be greeting us there, and we're going to step onto the boat. So I'll catch up with you soon. We'll see how that first part of the journey goes. So I'm in the airport now, and you can hear all the exciting announcements. Tension's building. Managed to do the whole check-in process, and I can't help but wonder if my boards will make it alive. Already bumped into a couple of guests who were checking in, so things seem to be running smoothly. So I'm here in a business lounge of some sort in Singapore, and I've bumped into a couple of other guests. I've got Carl here.
Hey, hey.
And Dr. Tim.
G'day.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be back, actually.
So we're in transit, and we're just... the first leg of the flight was around about 8 hours or so, 7.5, 8 hours.
Yep.
Pretty good. Brand new plane. Little bits falling off it as we took off. Certainly not anything to worry about.
We made it in one piece, right?
We've done
a great film.
What was your best film?
American Animals.
Oh, I wanted to see it, except my I had an exit row seat, and the little flip-out screen didn't work. So
it's awesome. It's amazing the fact that it was true.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Tim, why did you come back to this trip?
Well, I felt the first one that I did last year was sort of an introductory to a mastermind business experience. And you get a really good overview of what goes on in the business. So having gone back the last 12 months and reassessed what I've done, and so now I'm learning more, I guess what I want to get out of it is more of the trying to do rather than the theory.
I've definitely seen your social media ramp up, and mm-hmm. I know you've
yep, that's been helpful.
Team member.
Yep.
What are you most looking forward to this time?
For me, I think it's how to properly delegate.
So it's a business aspect.
It's a business aspect of it, as well as, I have to admit, I need to get myself back into shape, eat properly. A bit of exercise won't go astray. So I think it's so important today to sort of have a healthy body, healthy mind.
I weighed myself yesterday, and I expect I'll lose at least 2 or 3 kilos this week.
Right.
Just from the healthy food and surfing a couple of times a day, it'll just drop off.
Yep. But
last year when I came back, I was in the absolute fittest peak state I've ever been in my life.
I was going to call you Dr. Carl. Why are you here, Carl? What's going on? It's first time for you?
Yeah, it's my first time. I don't know. I mean, I remember we were having dinner one night, and I think I was talking about kind of where I was at with my business, and I've got a lot of time on my hands. I'm very lucky to have, and thankful to have built a business that doesn't require me.
You're doing what you teach.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? And so I wanted to travel more. It was something that I wanted to do for, like, I think, I can't remember if it was this year's, New Year's resolution or the year earlier. But this year I've traveled a lot. And so it's just another trip, and I'm looking forward to kind of connecting with a bunch of different people, sharing things that I've learned in the last 17 years. I'm definitely interested in surfing. The last time I was surfing was with you, actually, Manly. That's probably almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm keen to see just how well I'm going to do at surfing.
The forecast is good for you.
Okay, it's good.
Mellow.
That's what I like to hear.
Got a couple of first-timers. Well, great and gentle.
Well, I went and bought the reef booties yesterday. I was in Manly yesterday to buy it, and I'm talking to the surfy guy in the shop, and he's so excited when he hears I'm going to the Maldives, and he's clearly an experienced surfer, and he just keeps talking about how, that's what happened with me. I had reef booties, but I kept cutting my feet. And I was with my girlfriend, and I whispered to her, I'm like, yeah, he's not filling me with a lot of confidence. I think it was in the Rip Curl shop.
Right. I've bought a lot of wetsuits in that shop.
Yeah.
I used to get one season, if I'm lucky, out of a Rip Curl wetsuit.
Really?
But there's a secret. Here's the thing, the cheaper ones, without all the extra lining and stuff, they last about four times longer. They cost less to buy, and apparently, and I don't know if this is true, the material is more expensive than the one they use in there.
No way.
Yeah, it's just a marketing thing.
Well, so, of course. The brand is what you're paying
fascinating,
for.
Fascinating thing. All right, well.
Talking about marketing, there's one other myth I think you're going to have to bust for me, and that is the productivity myth.
Right.
You know, everyone's talking about being productive, this app, that way of doing things. And you know what? Yes, you become a little bit more productive, so you finish early, only to engage in other things to put on your plate. And then you're finding yourself, you know, on that sort of, that wheel, sort of
rat
treadmill.
Rat,
yeah.
Well,
it's just terrible.
There's a secret to it. You could pretty much scrap most of those productivity tools and systems and to-do lists. And we know that 80% of your outcomes come from 20% of your inputs or actions. So the trick is to just do them and actually go back to the way life used to be. Like, I've just been watching Downton Abbey. And they used to hang around the house all day, right?
Yeah.
Play games and go grouse hunting, and grandma's there and the kids and family dinners every single night.
Yeah.
That's what it used to be like. The trick is to not fill it again. So we have to work on the operating system up there in Dr. Tim's Super Cray computer. We can do that.
Yeah,
because I've really got this down to an art now, doing very little. I'm really looking forward to this trip because for me it's like going back to my other home. It's my vacation home that I go to every year. I'm familiar with the boat and the people and the experience, and so all the stuff that I know, I'm looking forward to that. This time last year I was reading my draft manuscript for Work Less, Make More.
Oh, cool. So, by the way, how's that going?
I saw splendidly.
Great reviews.
A lot. Yeah, the new cover's fantastic, and the Audible's just skyrocketing.
Fantastic.
Probably because we have a podcast audience. And the new print cover's going out this week.
Great.
And I expect that it'll make it more friendly for things like airport, bookstores, and so forth. So
yeah, definitely. I'm very happy. More eye-catching now.
Yep, so that's that. So our next mission is to go and redeem our drink coupons, and then we have a little 4-hour flight, and we'll see where we get up to.
Main passengers, kindly remain seated. Give me another 5 to 10 minutes before I get a confirmation for the aircraft change. I can tell you the details. Thank you.
Well, there we go. Delayed flight. It's going to be interesting.
3, 4, 5,
guys,
6.
It's not a Versailles. We're making a podcast here. So flight delay, what do we think about that?
Well, usually they tell you that there's a technical problem, but this guy went the extra length and told us that the computer was broken.
and went to a little bit too much detail there compared to what we're used to.
You know when they say there's an equipment change,
yes,
they mean the plane.
They were changing to a new gate, so that I would assume means
I think
plane.
We're all going to be out of here and cruising the airport.
Right. How fancy a pint if we could hang around.
That's our English contingency.
Yeah.
Pints,
yeah,
the pints. Solution.
That one was paid, and he mentioned that after the control center to advise the aircraft change. Once I have the details, I'll inform immediately. Thank you. The revised departure is at 2200 hours, 10 p.m. You require a Wi-Fi connection along the way. There's a Changi Airport information counter. You can proceed there to get a Wi-Fi password for your Wi-Fi connection. Once again, as you 452 will be departing from JT3, and the revised departure is now at 10 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, so going through the metal detector off to the next gate. So I just got off the plane and we've been greeted by our surf guide. G'day, Henna.
G'day, James. Welcome back.
Have you missed us?
Always, always.
And how's the surf?
I believe you've been sent some photos, which will make me pretty happy.
The spy intel, the underground network is alive. So we've just called over Modu. He's going to bring the boat over and we're going to hop on the boat, head over to the big boat. Very exciting. Looking forward to the trip.
Awesome, yeah, I can't wait. Tomorrow's going to be first session. The forecast is looking good, so we'll see what happens.
What do you think, Angela? You got here a little bit early. Are you enjoying the Maldives so far?
Absolutely. So I've been to about 50 different countries, and by far this one has stolen my heart. So I'm already in love. You know, like there's nothing else to really, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's I'm in love with the water, the people, the weather.
So I'm up here on the very top deck of the Ocean Divine, and it is 7:30 at night. We have the bell ringing in the background for dinner. There's these neon coloured cubes and there's beanbags everywhere, and they're headed down for the dinner. But tonight we talked about the introductions. We talked about what we do, what our special superpowers are, and what we're excited about to achieve on this particular trip. And the people who came back, which is about half of them, we asked, why did you come back and what did you do in the last year? And already today, in just 24 hours, we have had some amazing conversations. The type of people at the event are interacting just beautifully. So I'm going to head down to dinner and we'll pick up the conversation there.
Okay, do we have everyone here? I would like to say a few words for our first evening all together. I'd like to say a warm welcome back. James, thank you so much again and again and again back on board Ocean Divine. Such a pleasure having you and bringing such nice people again. We will get to know you this week, and definitely would like to present my crew tonight. First of all, I would like to say it's really important for us that this holiday has a purpose, and the purpose for you is to make sure we are faithful all your expectation. We wanted to make sure that every one of you have dreams being on this boat. Maybe some of you want to dive with manta ray, some of you would like to surf beautiful waves, some of you would like to learn diving, some of you would like to learn the power of breath, the breathing technique. Some of you, because I'm sure James is our ambassador, he told you a lot of things about it. So we don't want to miss out anything, so we are here for you. This is your home for the week. Please communicate with us, that's very important. Anything is possible. The only thing we might not be able to do is to change the directions of the tides and the weather. Either than that, I would really believe everything is possible on this boat. All right. We are very, very happy to have you this week on board. However, all this job was going to be made by our lovely crew tonight. It's an international crew coming from all around the world. We wish you a lovely dinner and enjoy your stay with us. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
How's your dive today, Brennan?
Am I allowed to use expletives?
We can beep them out.
Okay, I won't make you do the extra. That was the best dive I've ever done in my entire life. I've done diving for the last 5 years. I've done it in Fiji, I've done it in Thailand, I've done the Gili Islands, and nothing compared to that one dive. And that was the first one. All I like saying is it's turtles. I saw one turtle every 10 dives. I saw one in 5 minutes here, then another one. Then I saw a shark, then I saw another shark, then I saw a manta ray or a stingray the size of a satellite dish. And they were like, then I look to the right, there's a billion yellow fish all swimming together. I look left, a billion, like every spot of ocean had a fish in it. It was like a Where's Wally cartoon. It was just incredible. And then we're like, this is too much. I've had too much awesomeness. And then we go to the surface, and then a pod of dolphins swim by, like 12 of them. Like,
were they spinner dolphins?
I don't know.
Did they jump out of the air and turn around?
No, they weren't jumping. There was no sea world. It was just
small.
Pretty vanilla, yeah. And that was it. And then I'm just like, and then he goes, and then the French guy, David, who runs the boat, goes, oh, that was an okay dive. Okay. That was like the best dive I've ever been on.
So you're going to do it again? That's just day one.
That's day one. I might try my hand at surfing tomorrow. They're getting me a longboard, which they've procured for me. So I'm going to try my hand at standing up. If I get for 3 seconds on the board, then I've won the Maldives.
The funny thing is, like, we all know how to stand up. That's probably not the hardest aspect of the surfing. But we'll enjoy this together tomorrow.
Absolutely. And in any case, I could just go another dive and enjoy a cocktail before the business session at night.
It's 6:30 this morning, making my morning coffee, and I'm drinking about 6 cups of water. The guys are out on the deck with their pre-surf talk. Malcolm's doing a push-up demo.
Yeah, so we're doing our surfing workout here.
Surfing workout. Surf coach is in the boat, working out.
Triceps.
Excited for your surf today, Mel?
Mate, always excited. Why is that? Oh, mate, in the Maldives, beautiful water. You know, these reefs just seem to create these waves that are just so perfect when it's on. And it's been, you know, on yesterday for most of the day, and it was epic. So looking forward to seeing that again.
On in normal parlay just means the waves are good. And John,
wait, the waves are good, they're fast, they are heavy, and you don't want to fall, but hey, when you do, it's still fun.
I think the great thing about this trip is, well, there's 10 guests, not including me. There's a couple of surfers, and the other people are very happy swimming off the back of the boat, scuba diving.
Yeah, I mean, you're in Maldives. How often do you come here? I mean, the water is the most, the bluest water I've seen in my life. The temperature is awesome, weather is awesome, crew is awesome, the boat is amazing. I mean,
so it's only been, we've been like, we're on day two now. It feels like we've been here a little bit longer than that. And just a little comment, what do you think of the food that we've had, like the meals?
Oh, the food is phenomenal. David was able to give us a little talk about the meal we're about to receive last night, and we had the freshest tuna you could possibly imagine. It's not caught by nets, it's caught by fishing lines only. And never frozen, and brought to the table as fresh as you could possibly imagine. Last night's dinner was magic.
I thought that tuna, like, it didn't taste fishy. It had almost no flavour. It was so pure. It's hard to say. Like, kind of melted in your mouth.
Totally agree.
And I like how they have lots of fresh ingredients, nothing processed.
Yeah, but they go hunting. I mean, David went hunting in the morning and got a fish, and we ate that fish. So how fresh do you want?
Grabbing my surfboard on the boat, and they're coming up next to it with these fish as long as your arm.
Exactly. He does that every day. So amazing food. If you want to lose weight, you need to come here.
My pants are already starting to feel looser, just from the 3 sessions of surfing and 4 good meals. So I'm excited for where we get to in a few days. We'll check in and see what you're thinking in a few days from now, but for now I think we should go for a surf. The dinner bell has just rung for lunch, so that means we head out to the back deck. We select from the amazing fresh food, nothing processed, and the business discussions will ensue over lunch. It's amazing to see the connections. We're partway through day two now, and already there's some really amazing bonds being formed and some exchanges of information. These are micro conversations, which is really what makes this event amazing. I've already surfed 5 different surf breaks, and I can feel my body starting to get a little bit fitter and loosen up in the nice water. So something about this clear
water, the tropical environment, it's very relaxing. So I'll head off to lunch and I'll catch up with you later. You might be able to hear the surf in the background. It's after lunch. My surf coach is stretched out on the sun deck getting a bit of rest. We were out for 2 hours before lunch and we were out for an hour and a half before breakfast. Meanwhile, other people have been scuba diving and sitting around chatting about business. The surf is fantastic. The marine life's been incredible. The food off the charts. But the discussions going on around the boat are just amazing. People are talking about Facebook techniques, conversion techniques, the how to sell, incredible ways to increase retention, price products, how to save money, how to stabilize your business. And the evening seminars have been so good, just an hour's worth of deep diving into a particular framework, and everyone then comes down for dinner and the conversations have been great. In the background, David is playing a video where he shows how he built this boat, and the story is unbelievable. It really is a Noah's Ark story. He'd never built a boat before. He didn't have the finances, so he went and traveled around and found investors, put himself through boat building classes, and then he attempted to build the boat, and it wasn't without challenges. So it's remarkable when you're actually sitting in the boat to understand exactly how hard it was to make, and tremendous amount of respect for David and Gail for what they put up with to create this dream of theirs to have this lifestyle business. I'm here with our Dhoni captain, Modu, and he's going to say a big hello.
Hello.
Now, he's been patiently driving us around the surf breaks and attending the scuba diving trips, and he's a very good boat captain. Wouldn't you agree, Modu?
Yeah.
There you go. Do you enjoy living in the Maldives?
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing? It seems Modu's been called away on urgent business matters.
this one is back.
Hey, no?
Yeah,
no.
I don't think so.
Get back.
Yes. Okay, you can
interview.
Play.
Interview.
It's an interview.
No, then you can play.
You know, James put this one on his internet.
Yeah, we'll put it on the internet.
He puts together
and you'll
everything.
Be,
he does interviews.
Everyone will be able to hear. Have you got a special message for someone listening to this?
To Linda.
Today is Wednesday. It's hard to keep track of the days in a place like this, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
This is an exciting module because the work's going to be shared, but the results will be good. What I'm looking for in this session is a power share, which means I'd love to know something that has worked really well for you, that's had significant impact in some aspect of your business or life. I think we can cross either of those categories, that you would love to help everyone else find out about because it's just been that profound. It's like the thing that you think, oh my God, have I told you about the blah, blah, blah? I did this thing and I got this amazing result and here's how you do it, that sort of thing. Examples might be setting an alarm clock at 10 p.m. so that you can down all devices and actually go to sleep and have a full night's rest. That could profoundly change your life. Or it could be taking up a new hobby that's so healthy for you and that you look forward to the next day that you build your whole schedule around it, like say surfing or whatever. It could be that you figured out how to pop everyone in your database into Facebook Messenger and it's like got you 300% extra profit in the last month, whatever. So is that enough examples? So it's anyone can share this. It could be everybody. I don't feel any pressure if you can't think of something, but I'm sure there's something you've been telling people, you know, that's your like go-to magic trick that you tell them and they haven't heard about it before. Like a good example for me in coaching is
So what we have here is some fireworks at the nearby Club Med, and it looks spectacular.
Oh yeah, the drone!
And the drone is in business.
Look at the drone!
The barman's quietly making some cocktails for people on the back deck. I'm sitting here with John Lint from 10X Pro. We filmed a video earlier today and we're just uploading it to our laptop. This is a great place to create content for a business. And before we came, I said, when we're there, let's do the project we're working on together and have it done before we leave. And we're doing it.
Yeah. I mean, and we're finishing it pretty much tonight, like in the next
which is
30 minutes.
Good. And feeling really... The group's gelling well now, collaborating. The ideas that are flying in the business discussions are very powerful.
Yeah, I think tonight, especially with tonight's session, which was all about connecting each other and helping each other out, I mean, this alone is worth 10 times the trip, to be honest. Everybody was able to help to ask a question and say, hey, you know, I need help with getting a Facebook specialist, or I need help with getting an affiliate manager, or I need help with getting to someone else's podcast. And basically everybody with their own connections, their own experiences, James, of course, everybody helping each other out, and that's it. I mean, you have all these contacts, you have all these resources. Amazing.
And I think last night was good too, like the thing that's working best for our business, because you bring all these different businesses.
Strategies, tactics, and all that stuff.
Some things that will apply to just about anybody.
So
we'll resume tomorrow and we'll see how it's going. The sunsets and the sunrises have been incredible, but it's now 9:15. I'm already getting tired. With the
wake up at dawn patrol tomorrow, 6:30, and first in the water.
Ghetto mode.
We're at the bar. Hannah has a face with mud all over it. That's sun cream. She's got an iced coffee. He didn't make me one. Julian's got a coffee. And we're just chatting about German politics, as you do, on
so
the
what
boat.
What do you want to know?
Not that much.
It's good. It's all good.
What is it? Friday today. Had the best surf session of the week. I've half repaired my board from the incident. And, oh, thank you. It's we're having iced coffee pause. We've done business sessions with most people today. How's your day going, Julian?
Really good. I didn't go surfing, but I still enjoyed the water because I went snorkeling today with Gail, who's one of the owners of this beautiful boat we're living on. And that was a lot of fun.
How do you like the water temperature here?
It's just perfect. It's what I would say everyone is dreaming of, because it's not too warm, not too cold. It's just refreshing.
This morning when I was surfing, I felt like I was surfing in someone's exotic fish aquarium. The water was so clear. And I could see fish swimming around my feet. And the reef is beautiful. And but it's still quite deep. I haven't touched the bottom at all the whole time. How's your day going, Hannah?
My day
starts
good, like every day. I look out the window and I see pumping waves. And the hardest choice or hardest part of my day is to decide where to get good waves, because they're good everywhere.
We had some people learning to surf today. That was a bit of fun.
That was super fun. So Brandon, went out with Brandon this morning. Had some super fun training with Brandon on how to use the surfboard, how to sit on it, how to paddle, the basics of standing up. And next session, we're going to get him on the board.
Yeah.
Going to go get
Do you think we'll see him in Kelly Slater's wave pool sometime in the future?
I think next year, on this trip, he'll be ripping. Because secretly, he'll be going to the wave pool to practice.
Well, I've heard a rumour that he's moving closer to the beach, so it could be a good start.
That's good. No, and then I had the great opportunity to test two of your boards, which was pretty fun.
Let's talk about that. How did you like the orange board today?
The orange board was Jim Banks, if I call correct. It was a super fun board. It was the twin fin.
I was happy, you know, when we swapped back and I was back on the Morning of the Earth Tracks 20 step up on the bigger wave that I took off on. It was good to have confidence that I'd be able to take the drop and then get out of the bottom of it with that nice channel bottom. How big do you think that wave was, the last one?
That was an incredible wave. It was easily 4 foot with quite a critical part of the wave where you did take off. And that board, I think, would you have had another board which didn't hold the line so well, I think you might have not made the takeoff.
Yeah.
But with that board, it was holding really, really nicely in the water, in the wall, and you were able to drop down, go for your carves, for your off the tops. Beautiful wave. Beautiful wave.
Well, we'll go back out for another session soon.
Yes.
Is that being sarcastic?
No, this is a good drink.
It's Saturday night. We've been here since Sunday night, the week prior. And a few of us gathered around the back deck. You can hear cutlery being put away in the background and various engines and nautical splashes, etc. Got a few of our guests here and we're just having a chat. I think Julian's very keen to have a chat. How was your week, mate?
I loved it. I know now what budgie smugglers are. We didn't have that term and we don't have it in Germany. So,
well, I imagine it'd be a bit cool there.
Depends on the season.
you certainly have had an adventurous week. I was out there having a surf one day and you popped up beside me.
I did the stand-up paddle. So, yeah, I loved it. Good thing to do.
You jump off the boat.
I did that.
What sort of things surprised you about this trip from when you first thought about it and you were on the way here to when you actually got here? What things
I was surprised how it was not so easy for me in the beginning because I didn't know anyone and everyone is different. And then I was most surprised about how quickly I got to know everyone and how easy it became, and I kind of like everyone on this trip.
Do you think you would consider some of them friends now?
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Right, James?
Yeah, can I just ask how it was, what it was like sharing a cabin with me?
Really good. If I could change just one thing, it would be this. Like I think you pee standing, and I don't think it's so hygienic. That's the only thing.
So what?
I'm being honest.
How do you do that? Do you sit down?
Yeah, you just sit down, right?
I'd like to add in we had a conference about this on day one. The number one thing I've been developing this week is aiming. I think I've got it down to a fine art.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I had in mind when I put this mastermind together. Retraining us.
You
on
said
things
it would be life changing.
It would be. It will change your life now. Imagine with that precision.
I've also learned that my wife must. I'm not married, but my partner must be considerably more easygoing than yours if I'm allowed to stand up.
Well, we have two bathrooms. Everyone has
my business own. Isn't quite at the stage for his and hers.
Alright, so good.
It's good.
We had I love how you make us laugh.
But other than that, I really enjoyed spending time with my fellow British Cameron. I call you my Cameron.
Brilliant. Okay.
Yeah.
And can you just so we have evidence? Can you relay the promise that you made me this morning?
Yeah, I made a promise this morning because I was the one who took the bigger bed, and I said, "Hey, James, next time you'll be the one to choose." So it's fair.
And here I was hoping you were going to ask that we could share a bed.
Yeah.
Well, not this time.
Well, you can live in hope.
Did you get a few business ideas at this event?
Yes, I did. And the best one came today from Brandon, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. You might want to share that.
Yes. Yes. He showed me. You want to know now?
Well, I think the listener is dying to know. They're probably very happy for you that you've got a good idea. But
I think... Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
I think Brandon really put himself in my shoes. And he found something that is highly interesting for my target market. And he gave me a concrete example of somebody and how he does it. And he asked me to buy the course and model them.
That's very kind. Brendan put himself in my booties the other day and ran himself up on a reef, which was an adventure. And he got the initiation with the lime juice squeezed over his cuts, and he's fully recovered the next day, albeit probably more appealing to his next girlfriend for his ruggedness and sense of adventure. Who else wants to share something from the trip? Could be anything. Could be. I really didn't know we'd get to the sort of topics we already got to.
Do you not feel we've peaked already?
Sorry?
Do you not feel we've peaked already with my toiletry habits?
No. I think that's just the start. You went off the boat, Angela?
Yes, I did. Take a little adventure for the day.
And that was fun?
Yeah, I think it was great. Again, that's getting out, seeing different things, trying new things. I also think it allowed me opportunity just to be by myself, and I think being by yourself can be exceptionally powerful exercise that many of us don't allow the opportunity to happen, so yeah.
And Carl, you haven't been on your computer for a week. How's that been?
It's been good. Yeah, haven't had internet access for the last, I don't know how many days since we got to the Maldives.
It's impressive.
Yeah. That's what he does.
I think
that's
it
what
is.
I do. Yeah. When I'm at home, I'm on the computer. Not because I have to, just because, I don't know, I've got nothing else to do. So I just need to find more things to keep me occupied when I'm at home. Keep me away from the computer screen.
Exactly. You could calculate your Uber Eats budgets.
Yeah. No, but then I have to use a computer for that. That's not good.
Why do you think anyone would not want to be on this trip?
I think originally when I talked about this trip, I made a mistake of calling it a business surf mastermind, and not everyone's a surfer. And on this trip, of the 10 guests, two of them surf regularly, and then another three... tried it,
yeah.
So still only half, and it doesn't matter at all. I think every time we came back from the surf, people are swimming on the back of the boat or lounging around, reading books, listening to audibles, talking to each other, resting, writing down ideas. There's also been scuba diving, some snorkeling. People have come out on the Dhoni when we surf and swum around.
We had fireworks.
We did have fireworks. That's on a different topic altogether. Yes, we did. we have... I like the interactions with the crew, seeing people from different cultures like Bangladesh and Sri Lanka and the Maldives. It's fabulous people, and to see them operating is good. As a business person, I can't help but empathise and relate to the examples of like running this boat, how that operates. It's been very interesting. So each year that I put it on, I think the real magic that happens is the combination of the people who are there, and that's what makes the event. So yes, why wouldn't someone come? They might be scared there'd be strangers there, but there definitely won't be strangers after a day or two, because we do activities to make sure that we start communicating well. They might get seasick maybe, but that's hard on a boat of this size. It's over 100 feet long. Maybe they're not that interested in water sports, but again, I've had plenty of non-water sporty people enjoy just being away from the computer. Yeah, we're getting someone put a hand up here, so that's okay. It's and I suppose some people might think that it costs too much. You know, it is several thousand dollars and time away from the family, so they have to see the potential in a return on investment.
What I thought was interesting is that one night at a resort just next to us cost $1,500 US minimum.
Yep.
So compared to that, it's a bargain, right?
It's a bargain, and that's, you know, you'd be hanging out there by yourself, I suppose. I think if you take into account accommodation and food, and then if you were to put any value whatsoever to a business content, the trip is extremely good value.
People, but for me, I don't think it's just about the business content. I think for myself, in the 8 years of being in business, I think it's about the networks and the ongoing connections that will make or break.
I put that in the same bucket. Yeah. I think they're business connections. So I think you know, if you're facilitating a group of business people. The first time I came to the Maldives and was on a boat, it was a surf trip. And they're all surfers, and they're all different walks of life, business-wise, and different stages of business. But the networking wasn't that useful from a business perspective. And so I think the bringing business people together to do sports activities or relaxation activities has been a really rewarding formula for anyone on the boat, especially... the amount of exchange between individuals and the ideas that have been floated, and then with some facilitation as well, just to purge them and get them written down, and then with some follow-up, I think there will be significant outcomes from the time spent on the boat, which is what I had in mind when I put this on. I wanted to bring people who are of a like caliber from various different backgrounds to exchange information and do it in a cost-effective way where it's fun, but also hopefully tax-deductible and memorable. And the interesting thing is we do get quite a few guests coming back, and that's one of the indicators that I would be looking for. You don't expect them all to come back, because some people want different experiences, and that's totally cool. And for some people, it's the trip of a lifetime, and there might be a diminishing return, and other people want to sort of use it as a annual benchmark to see, you know, where they're at compared to this time last year, as I do and a couple of other guests. So just, we talk about, I mean, last year on this boat I was going through my book manuscript, and this year it's out there on Audible and Amazon, and new cover being uploaded. I wonder where I'll be up to in a year from now, you know, and I look forward to this trip each year as something to benchmark from. You got any comments down the end here?
At the end, been an incredible trip. Met some pretty awesome people, some pretty amazing entrepreneurs. Everyone's very successful in their own rights and very motivated, that's for sure. A lot of people who are really, really passionate about what they do. So that's been inspiring for me as well. And of course, being a surfer, one of the two in your group, it's been amazing. Today I got my first ever proper barrel in and out, and I have to say it's the first time ever in my life I've surfed four times in one day.
Yeah, nice. So, we've had quite a few surfs since we got here.
We have. We've been in the water 18 times, is it?
Probably 19 for you.
Well, no, I only did two the day you did three.
Oh, okay. Then we're 18.
So I know
18
there was a bit of competition there when you went out again.
So then,
because you wanted to make sure that you get the three.
No, that was a competition with myself to maintain an average of three. I've surfed three times per day, every single day, and that's about triple my normal output.
Yeah.
So I've I've actually noticed changes in my fitness over the week, and I fully expect to weigh in a few kilos less when I get home. This is my wake out of winter reboot health wise. I come back with a tan, a few kilos less, and stronger muscles.
Absolutely.
And I surf really well for a week or so when I get back to home. And then it starts to wear off again. Yeah,
for me, it's been a really interesting and enjoyable trip for me, and super helpful. Just the conversations with multiple people. And being out of your own everyday environment is just, well, it's beyond measure really what it can provide to you, because it gives you the chance to actually sit and think about stuff without those day-to-day pressures. I can honestly say everybody that I've interacted with has been helpful and really lovely people, and I can't say thank you enough to everybody.
Nice.
Miss Kanta Sundaram, you have requested aboard the aircraft through gate number 6 without any further delay. Thank you.
So as you can hear, we are at the airport at the conclusion of our Maldives event. Toblerones and the Lindt chocolates are being consumed. Burger King was a big hit with some of the guests. And I'm back in Sydney. Got it from the airport back home. I've opened up my surfboard bag. All the boards are intact, which is great. And I've unpacked and done the washing. And I'm just reflecting and thinking, what a tremendous trip. I'm going to run a poll now to members, and I'm going to ask them which training session they like the most. And from that, I'll tune up the next Maldives Mastermind. I'm also making sure that it's application only. I want to preserve the high caliber of people who we had on this group and make sure that every single person on that trip is bringing something useful, is prepared to share, and is a good person to be around for all these meals and activities. So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast episode. It's definitely an experiment. I don't think I've done an audio documentary of an event to this extent. Certainly we've done post-event reviews, and they were very popular. But now you've been with me on the journey. You've heard from some of the members. I'd love to get your comments or feedback below this episode. And of course, if you are interested in coming along to an event like this, be sure to grab the waiting list at superfastbusiness.com/Maldives. And perhaps you and I will be sitting on a boat out there in the tropics, staring out at the beautiful clear water, eating fresh, lovely food, talking about your business, and having a lifetime experience. It really is magic. I'm James Shramko, and you've been listening to Superfast Business.
Discover how to build your business super fast. Check out superfastbusiness.com.